All right, welcome back to Hostel Road Trip Podcast. Super excited to be here with the World Packers founders, Eric Faria and Ricardo Lima, legends of the industry, and so much to talk about with how the awesome story of how they got started and what they got going on and how they got there. It's really a cool story, soon to be a documentary, I'm sure. But I wanted to just start it off with, one of the touching elements of your company is having been able to watch it from a creation as you work exchange and management at our first hostel in Little Italy, San Diego, and seeing you guys conceptualize the idea and take it from the ground up and build it into something so fast or so inspiring. And we still have the same picnic table that you guys, hatched the scheme at underneath the avocado tree. So it's folklore, legend, and stage as well, and such a cool story that I always tell anyone that wants to hear. But one thing I wanted to touch on and ask you, Eric, I remember early on you coming with the thought that, this work exchange is such a profound experience that people should know about, as it can be so life-changing and beneficial in so many ways. We know from the language barrier of helping people learn languages, it's fantastic. You're a great example of that itself. Also just the fact that it's a great way to meet people and travel, and it's such a cool experience that I was always inspired and looked at it in that way, that participating at a hostel, doing a work exchange, so much of what you're receiving is that experience and how cool it is and how life-changing it is. And sometimes as Americans, I find, especially with the younger Americans or Americans of all age, they have a hard time putting a valuation on that experience. And that's something that's so pivotal. If you don't understand that as being such a high value to the experience, then a lot of people can often feel shortchanged or taken advantage of, or think that it's not a fair exchange. From your perspective in World Packers, how do you deal with that element of really getting them to value the experience?
Nice. Can you hear me well?
Yeah.
Yep.
James was breaking up a little bit for me. I don't know if it was for me.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I was just highlighting the experience based of like the work exchange, like, the value of the experience is so important to the work exchange program, which you facilitate. How do you highlight that? Or do you see that as a challenge with the younger people now or with that American demographic? I was just curious on how you deal with that internally over at your side of the world.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, it's always a challenge for us to promote the exchange, right? It's such a deep transformation that we can have in this experience, that it's very hard to put in words for anyone that's outside a hostile environment. But what we do a lot at World Packers now, we're doing a lot of training videos, a lot of certificate videos. So travelers, when they are getting on board on World Packers, they can watch some certification videos, so they can get prepared for what's coming, for the experience, if they are new, if they're first time travelers.
Nice.
No, that's right. Do you find that from like culture to culture, just by your numbers, do certain cultures or nationalities really thrive more or connect more with that experience-based exchange than others? How do you see it from your side of the platform? Is it like, oh, wow, the Australians really get this exchange. They value it. They want to do it. They're happy about it. They feel fulfilled by it. Do you have any one nationality, that stands out more than the other?
I can't say about one nationality, but I can definitely say about a continent, and that's Europe. Europeans love travel. It's part of their culture. Mm-hmm. The hostel industry itself was born in Europe. So mm-hmm. I think Europe, a lot of places like United States, Brazil, like Latin America, Southeast Asia, they are picking up the culture, the traveling culture, the traveling benefits of this experience. So they are understanding more now, but it takes time. It takes maybe, I don't know, a generation to really change a culture, right? But in Europe, they know how to travel. Travel is cheap for them. Their passports is well accepted. Their parents have traveled before. So that's what we see at WPAC. It's like Europeans, they are more upfront when it comes to like hostile environment, traveling abroad, going to a country that speaks a different language. They are definitely ahead of all of us.
Okay. Now, last question for either you or Rick. Last question on the nationality part of things. How would you like describe the American demographic nationality with the exchange? How would you describe their, you know, reaction to your platform, the experience that they have? What are they like?
Well, so first, very honored to be here, James, Bobby, and you spoke before about the power of the experience and being at ITH, being close to you guys. I learned a lot and inspired me a lot to understand the power of the experience, the transformation that an experience can bring. So the connection and the magic of traveling and meeting people and encounter with people from all over the world. So I learned a lot with you guys about that. I've lived in New York, Utah, San Diego, and Santa Cruz. So different parts of US. And I love them all. They're very different in every aspect. But what I found, the pioneerism, the idea of discovering, of connection, of globalization, I think it's in there. So as Eric mentioned, Europeans are doing that for a long time. The hostile culture started in Europe, right? So when you see out what's happening in Europe, I think it's a great inspiration for what we can do in the whole American continent.
Beautiful. Tell us a little bit about when you guys came up with the idea. Like, take us back to that moment when you guys were sitting across from each other and said, we might have something here. Tell us about that story and kind of how that conversation went and kind of those first couple moments when you were dreaming up the concept.
Nice. Yeah. So as James was saying, I did exchange at USA Hostels where you guys were, where we first met. That's how I learned English. And back then at ITH, it was very clear for all of us the value of the exchange, right? Not just for language learners, just as myself, but for any kind of skill, for self-development as well. So I did the exchange with you guys when you guys were working for USA Hostels. That was very special, changed my life. When we were running ITH and I could host people and be on the other side of the exchange, that was very valuable. And that's when I think I saw the power in the whole world, right? How about if anyone could travel and gather skills, learn the language, get like self-knowledge and learn about the world, right? The world would definitely be a different place, right? And Rick and I, we are friends from a long time, from Brazil. He was traveling. I quit my job to travel, and he quit his job to travel as well. He was traveling for 3 years, and he saw the exchange at ITH. He got interested. He contacted me. For us at ITH was very positive for us to have Rick with all of his experience coming to the hostel. But when Rick got to the hostel, he was transformed about from his travel experiences, right? And he was very impacted by what we were doing at ITH. And I had mentioned to James the value of the exchange. And when I mentioned to Rick actually asked to go to a coffee shop in Little Italy. And he was saying, hey, you know, I've been traveling a lot. I've been seeing some opportunities. I want to do more. than just travel. You know, I want to do something with purpose. And he was in the exchange. He was seeing all the value, all the transformation that can have in everyone's life. And at that time, we were exchanging experiences, and it was obvious for both of us that this exchange had the potential to change the world, just as it was changing ourselves. And that's why the vision at Work Packers is travel change people, people change the world, right? Through the exchange, we can make more people travel. And having more people travel will definitely connect more to the world. We'll learn more about ourselves, about the world. We'll develop new skills. And we'll all come up very different from the exchange. But that's how I described my story. But I wanna definitely hear Rick's story as well.
And the crossroads are in ITH, as you mentioned, but my background is in investment banking. I used to do IPOs of Latin American companies. So I quit my job when I was in New York. I first met you guys at USA Hostel. It was amazing there. I spent 1 week vacation at the time. At that time, I had big bags, no backpack. But then I quit my job and spent the next 3 years traveling from Asia to Africa, Europe. And then I was seeing Eric's experiences at USA Hostels and then ITH online. And I was, wow, what I'm doing is so cool, like traveling the world, but what he's doing there, it's so meaningful, so deep, the connections and the people that you meet and the possibilities that it open to you in experience like that. So I was very curious to be part of that. So I was in Peru, in Lima, when I got my flight to San Diego. I just left, I just had a breakup. You met my ex-girlfriend there. So it was a very interesting time in my life. I learned a lot in banking. I learned languages while traveling. I had so many experiences, but I didn't kind of fit myself. I didn't want to just go to apply for a job. I didn't want to. Initially, my idea was to do surf. Eric surfs so well, you guys know. And I want to learn from him surfing. So my idea was if we did video classes of surfing, and then people could learn from like professors, etc. So, but he had a better idea, and here we are.
Nice.
Do you ever tell people about the van that you both had parked behind the hostel, or is that omitted from your history?
That's one of the best parts of the history.
Awesome. And then what have you guys learned 10 years later now, right? World Packers, is it the... Right there. What have you guys learned over the 10 years that in this travel industry? What has it taught you?
Man, we had in mind at ITH that travel changes people, right? That's how we were perceiving it, right? That's what we were experiencing. And after 10 years, I can tell you for sure that travel... change people for sure, and we have many different stories that we can talk about. But also, it's not easy, right? I mean, you've been doing a big brand in the US for a decade as well, and so you know all the challenges. So, but I've learned that once you get a small group of people very committed in a shared purpose, amazing things can happen. It happened with me when I was with you guys at USA Hostels, at ITH, and it happened at Work Packers with Rick and all the team as well. So I don't know how Rick would be describing it.
Yeah, I would bring two words that I definitely learned with you guys as well, resilience and passion. So resilience, it's a long journey. It's tough. There's a lot of way more lows than ups. Pandemic was like, well, what was that for us? resilience and passion, like the passion for what you do. I remember Jimmy making barbecue there. I was sure that he had a lot of stuff to do and to work on. That was in the early stage. You guys were still didn't have the other hosts as well. But it's still very engaged and enjoying doing barbecue for us. So the passion and the resilience. For me, it's like without these two, like to be an entrepreneur in the world and to survive so long with a company. And I think we both share that resilience and passion.
I agree. Well said.
What how about when you guys, before you created the company, you were living the experience. Is there an experience that you guys recall that comes to your mind when you were like, wow, this is a magical moment? Or like, what is the biggest, yeah, what is an experience that comes to mind when you guys were world packing before it even got started? Your best experience?
I remember a USA Hostels, something that just came to my mind. I was at reception and everyone was out partying and stuff. And one Canadian guy, didn't go out. And I asked him, I was like, hey, why don't you go out with people? Like, you've been so busy the whole week. And he was like, man, I just invented this machine that you will not swipe your card anymore. You just touch the credit card machine and you'll make the payment go through. I was like, what?
Wow.
And that's how we pay stuff right now, you know? Like, I'm like, wow, I met the guy when I was traveling, you know? Like, that's definitely one that comes to my mind. And also, like, when I met James and you, I didn't speak English. and I clearly remember some situations, some circumstances I was with you guys, like at your house, for example, that I didn't understand what people were saying. But as I was in the exchange, as I was talking more to people, being exposed in the house environment, I remember myself, you know, improving my English skills as we were talking, as we were developing our friendship, you know. And for me, it was very special.
That's awesome. Yeah, travel changes people, right? You learned English by living that experience. How about you, Rick? What's a memory that comes to mind or a story from your time?
Yeah, it came two memories, if I can say two.
Yeah.
I was in France. I was in it was kind of a campground. They called Albert de Jeunesse. It's like a youth hostel, but usually they have camping as well there. So I spent almost 3 months there. And at some point, I want to learn French. So the receptionist of that place, she was Scottish, and she was volunteering there. So I was having classes, afternoon classes with her, drinking wine, French wine, and like speaking French with her. So she was volunteering there, but that she was making like some pocket money, helping me and learn French there. So for me, that moment of me, I was in a campground, so I had a lot of privacy, and I had all the time in the world. So I was there for 3 months. I had time to learn, and I was that's amazing. Nice. What has happened? And I was that just happened because she was volunteering, and it was good for her to teach French as well. And another one, when I was in India, I spent almost 6 months in India, and when I remember the ashram that I stay there, it's everyone helps in the place. So people cook, people clean, and there is a community. There is some powerful vibes on that, and that's what I saw at ITH, like the vibes that you guys fostered. So people were very happy and very there was self-learning, there was community, there was everything. So the experience for someone, especially young people, but all ages, young in the heart, to that specific experience, I found that is one of the things that most can transform the world today. In a world that there is so much loneliness, so much addiction to screens, so much fear. So the experience really changes everything.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Bob.
No, I agree. Yeah.
Another good one for me was at ITA when we started doing dinner, because we had about like 9 travelers or something like that. And then we decide, okay, so we're going to buy like basic food and we're going to teach people how to cook. And if all of us cook one day per week and we clean up all the mess, we'll all have 6 days a week with free restaurant. Like collaboration, you know, like it's collaboration working in our favor. So the dinner time was very special, and you are a very good chef, right? And I
Oh,
got
you're too kind.
inspired by you. And then I was like, okay, if I'm going to cook every week, one day a week, I'm going to choose a specific meal so I can specialize. I can get very good at it. And I chose a vegan Japanese food.
That was
And
those are big nights at the hostel.
Big nights, big nights.
Yeah.
Sushi with Ted?
I do do it.
Nice. All right, fast forward to today. What's on the forecast for World Packers in 2024? And what's the next chapter, the next vision? Where do you guys want to go and where do you see it going?
So it's always surviving and growing, right? I think for all the interpreters in the world, when I connect to like interpreters creating things, building things, connecting lots. So expansion. So there's so many people that don't know about the experience that it can be done. Like so many people are not used to that, right? So there's a lot of people to be impacted all over the world. There is the new products to be launched. So we've been focusing a lot in the last few years in more social environmental impact. So there is a lot more to be done in that in the current world, and other products where the experience can be more can be easier or more convenient to the people. So I would say products that are there to serve the people that are in the community, expand the community, new features improve. So it's a constant. At some point in the beginning, there is this magic of the beginnings and the new, and then at some point, and I'm curious to know how it is for guys, but as an entrepreneur is really dealing with the conditions of the marketing, creating and launch.
We are very
similar.
Focused.
Building the community, always building the community and growing and delighting the guests or your customers with a great experience. Yeah, Eric, how about you? And I'd love to hear also how what kind of travel are you seeing trending right now from people maybe applying to be World Packers, like in the upcoming year? What's popular right now?
Yeah, I mean, we just in 2000, last year, 2023, we launched on the review process. Hosts now can say what sustainable goals they help. The exchange can help. So travelers now can see, oh, okay, so I want to make an impact on like local community. I want to be in an international environment. So they can filter opportunities at World Packers based on that. We've been running beach cleanups in Brazil for the last 3 years and being very successful so far. We got Havaianas sponsoring it. Waze from Google, Bank of America, a lot of different big companies joining us as well, because I think we all understand now the impact we are having in the planet, and we are doing our best to adjust the product, the community, to aim those kind of goals.
That's beautiful. Yeah, I know we were chatting the other day. We're excited to collaborate on some beach cleanups and try to get it kicked off in Sayulita, Mexico. We think it's a beautiful destination for backpackers, and it definitely would be great to give back there and help the community of Sayulita. So,
yeah, because like you were asking about the what's the trend, right? And that's what we've been seeing. Running the beach cleanups and implementing all those sustainable goals for our community. The young generation, they are like, okay, so I just got here. It's my time to enjoy Earth, but now everything is destroyed. So we are seeing a different type of travel that they are prioritizing environmental impact.
Sure.
Looking more into that, you know, and we've been adjusting the experiences. We've been going after more experience from NGOs, from environmental hosts to make sure we support It's beautiful because, you know, like we all understand the climate situation we are having right now. This is something that you bought always brought to me, you know, about permaculture and all of that. And I think now young generation are very interested because that's how we saw, like, people would be first time travelers going to a hostel, right? Just like myself, they would learn a new language, meet international people, have the time of their life, right? They will be discovering about themselves. But then after they do like a couple different experiences, they understand the impact that they can have and the hostels have. And that's when they decided to go more into like, okay, so now I'm gonna make like an environmental impact. Now I'm gonna make a social impact. So they, after they goes to like the first experience, they open up more for like, okay, what kind of impact I want to have in the world? I don't want to have just fun. I want to make sure I do good. That's the trend that.
That's awesome. All right, we got a couple minutes left. James, you want to bring it home? Any final questions?
I'm super so excited to work with World Packers and continue to collaborate with World Packers and ITH. It's got such a cool story past with each other. And I think that with these beach cleanups and hooking up more in Mexico, sometimes to come, suitable for Eric to come on holiday with waves and good weather. So I'm happy that we've succeeded in doing that at Sayulita.
Beautiful. Yeah, it was a little choppy there, but he was just saying how excited we are to be partnering on beach cleanups and continuing to collaborate in 2024. So yeah, well, thank you guys so much for joining us today, and we wish you all the best at World Packers.